This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Pierce Fleming, the president of Stay Well, a health empowerment company that uses the science of behavior change and technology-driven programs to help people live healthier, happier lives. For more than 40 years, Stay Well has been a provider in employee well-being solutions that lower health risk, increase program engagement, and reduce costs for large businesses and public sector clients everywhere. And Mr. Fleming, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, how is your own personal health journey, for starters, impacted how you lead in business at Stay Well?
That's a great question. You know, from a personal perspective, Stay Well presents a convergence of my own personal and professional goals. I experienced a personal health challenge about 15, 16 years ago where I was faced with losing nearly 100 pounds in order to improve my health. And through diet and exercise, I was able to do that. And so the opportunity to come to Stay Well allows me to put my personal health, as well as the health of my team and thousands of customers who use our programs, at the forefront. Now that I am, well, since I started that journey, now that I'm on this continual journey toward the best health I can be in, engaging in the development operations of those programs at Stay Well for others enables me to personally maintain my health while also focusing on how I can support the health and engagement and well-being of our employees, as well as that of our customers.
Mr. Fleming, if you would, what do you consider the most important elements that can help motivate individuals in making lasting changes to their health?
For well-being programs to be effective, they must be unique to the individual and tailored to each person's lifestyle. I mean, obviously, wellness is not a one-size-fits-all solution. So we create programs that unite care and empathy, along with individual support and engagement, to let people know we and their employer and their community of family, friends, and others really care about their health and well-being and the journey they're on personally. We also know that the way people work today has changed from a few years ago. So health and wellness programs must meet participants more where they are. And so we achieve this through online platforms. We enable technology integration. We do a lot of on-site health coaching and fitness challenges, individual and team contests to bring in social learning theory and a social aspect to wellness. And we try to help connect users with us and with a support system in ways that are convenient and useful and meaningful in their lives. So we feel like this transcends, if you will, workplace wellness to enable employees to live happier and healthier family lives, enjoy more life more fully, and also make sure they're utilizing the benefits offered through their employers. So this cycle then benefits the employer as their employees have higher job satisfaction, higher engagement, improved productivity, and ultimately a stronger culture in the company where employers become known for caring for their employees as people first.
Yeah, a lot of great points made right there. Thanks for that. Now, what is novel about Stay Well in its approach to helping participants change their health and wellness?
Yeah, we recognize the need to engage our end user as a customer with greater choice and participation in the process beyond our clients who are just the buyer. So by opening those communication channels with the direct end user, so engaging them and understanding their needs and influences, it allows us to further enhance the development of our programs and create components that keep them engaged over time. So we recognize and speak of ourselves internally as a B2B2C business and process, where we deliver programs and services that delight the end user, which then creates value for the employer or our client, and that is truly a win-win win in this case for all of us.
It certainly is, and we certainly appreciate what you do in the space through Stay Well. Today we're speaking with Pierce Fleming, president of Stay Well, a health empowerment company that uses the science of behavior change and technology-driven programs to help people live healthier, happier lives. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Fleming, what role do you believe patient education plays in terms of helping individuals take an active role in their health?
Yeah, this is an area I'm very excited about because so many patients we talk to cite lack of information or guidance, understandable guidance and information that as a reason why they put off critical health decisions. And so we believe education is the first step, and just a step, if you will, toward better choices. And so as a leader in patient education for the past 40 years, we couple this information with our behavior science to guide users toward action. And so through behavior science and then the rigor of health literacy, our patient education coupled with the tools and the guided actions and steps that we deliver to folks can help individuals take a more active role in managing their health. And that's where we talk a lot about Stay Well being more than just a workplace wellness company, but a company that's truly trying to change the healthcare industry by pioneering digital preventative solutions that generate better engagement, better health, and better outcomes at a patient level within hospitals and health systems dealing with clinicians, but also at a consumer level for employers that are our clients.
Now, Pierce, taking this even further, of course, wellness means so much more now than just healthy living. What is the impact of things like meditation, stress reduction, and proper sleep, especially on an individual's overall health?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is so much more than just healthy living or the proverbial, exercise, get up and move, whatever that may be. As employers take an increasingly holistic approach to employee wellness, issues such as stress and sleep management have become a higher priority to support employees' emotional and mental health. There is a greater understanding on everyone's part now how mental stressors like family life, finances, perceived work-life balance, et cetera, can impact an individual's physical health. And so we've developed online education models for employees surrounding many of these components, including financial management, the importance of proper sleep and what we deem sleep hygiene, and using meditation to reduce stress. We even have a virtual reality application for employees to use in the workplace to help reduce stress and lower anxiety. So this connection also helps us to encourage open communication about things outside of your traditional well-being programs with employers like EAP benefits, opportunities for employees to take a breather at work, creating a shift from wellness to employee well-being, which again starts to build and add to that overall workplace culture.
Mr. Fleming, certainly appreciate what you do on behalf of Stay Well and for the focus here today. Much appreciated. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity to join. And, my tip I always talk to everyone about is, as with any goals, start small, take on one issue or action at a time, and, try to create wins for yourself. And that goes for your health as much as it does for business, and build upon those wins and see those positives, and it makes the journey a lot easier because it is, at the end of the day, all about the journey.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Much appreciated, and certainly can apply that right now. So that is always an added bonus. Where can listeners get more information on Stay Well and be in touch as needed?
We'd ask you to look us up on the web, staywell.com, and there's all sorts of ways to get us in contact with us there, and we'd love to hear from folks.
And that is easy enough. Again, Mr. Fleming, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you again.
We've been speaking with Pierce Fleming, president of Stay Well, a health empowerment company that uses the science of behavior change and technology-driven programs to help people live healthier, happier lives. And for further details, visit staywell.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.